Hello, Larry Johnson here, host of Arias and Songs. Today I would like to present a musical profile of one of our most acclaimed opera singers. She is internationally renowned, a working mother. She is 45 and quite attractive. Her name is Anna Netrebko. Her career began in the early 1990s in her native Russia. She made her debut as Susanna in The Marriage of Figaro at the Mariinsky Theater. Her first American appearance came in 1995 in Glinka's Ruslan and Ludmila at the San Francisco Opera. I will begin this musical portrait of Anna Netrebko with the year 2002, when she had debuts at the Salzburg Festival and the Metropolitan Opera. Her debut role in Salzburg was as Donna Anna in Mozart's Don Giovanni. Let's hear Netrebko now in the aria Non mi dir.
Mi spiace all'onda d'arte un
Anna Netrebko is sung Non mi dir from Mozart's Don Giovanni. The Vienna Philharmonic was conducted by Gianandrea Noseda. Now for the Metropolitan Opera debut in 2002. It was truly an auspicious occasion, as the Met presented Prokofiev's War and Peace for the first time. Anna Netrebko sang the role of Natasha. We will hear an excerpt from Act 4, in which we find Anatole declaring his love for Natasha. She, however, has feelings for Prince Andrei. Confused and unhappy, Natasha is led away by her father, Count Rostov. Anna Netrebko is Natasha, with assisting artist in a scene from Prokofiev's War and Peace. Valery Gergiev conducting the orchestra of St. Petersburg's Mariinsky Theater. After her Met and Salzburg debuts, she would soon triumph as Violetta in La Traviata in Munich in 2003. Then, on to Salzburg with Rolando Villazon as Alfredo, with whom she was often partnered in these years. Then she brought her Violetta to Covent Garden. There she sang with Jonas Kaufmann and Dmitry Hivorostovsky. Here is Anna Netrebko with Sempre Libera.
Thank you.
Sempre Libera from Verdi's La Traviata, a song by the subject of today's program, Anna Netrebko. She was heard with Samir Pürgül as Alfredo and the Mahler Chamber Orchestra conducted by Claudio Abbado. I think we need to hear Anna Netrebko in more music from Russia. Here is a song by Rimsky-Korsakov called Not the Wind Blowing from the Heights. In this love song, she tells us that it was not just the wind that touched the leaves on a moonlit night. You touched my soul. It is restless like the leaves. Rimsky-Korsakov's song, Not the Wind Blowing from the Heights, sung by Anna Netrebko with the Prague Symphony Orchestra, led by Emmanuel Viom. Anna Netrebko has had many years of operatic success with such varying roles as Tatiana in Eugene Onegin, Lady Macbeth, and Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. She's had much-deserved accolades for performances in bel canto operas like Lucia di Lammermoor, I Capuletti e i Montecchi, and in particular, Donizetti's Anna Bolena. Let's conclude today's program with Puccini. Ms. Netrebko has sung Mimi in La Boheme over the years, which served as her debut role here in Chicago at Lyric Opera. Now, a question. Anna, when, oh when, are you coming back? We hear her now as Loretta in Puccini's Gianni Schicchi, wrapping her father around her little finger in the always welcome, O mio bambino caro.
Thank you.
O Mio Babbino Caro from Gianni Schicchi, sung by Anna Netrebko with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra, led by Claudio Abbado, which is our final selection today, dedicated to the art of Anna Netrebko. Comments are welcome at wfmt.com/ariesandsongs. Click on to podcasts and then open this or any program and leave a message. Our producers are Sydney Gillard and Becky Neistat. Next week, there will be a special one-hour broadcast of Arias and Songs beginning at 4 p.m. as WFMT observes Gay Pride Weekend here in Chicago. I'm your host, Larry Johnson, saying goodbye for now.